here with Coach Sansing from Kennesaw State Baseball. Just overall impressions of how the season's been going so far.
It's been up and down a little bit. We've kind of knew coming into the season, we felt like our starting pitching was our strength, and it has been. We've the back end of the bullpen has had some, you know, puzzles, pieces of the puzzle that we hadn't been able to fill in. I felt like the last week or two we've been able to do that. Will Lohman's kind of come in. Some of the other guys have stepped up. But, you know, I feel like the team's progressing, but definitely we had to figure out the back end and, you know, that middle six, seven, eight innings at times.
You lost a lot of talent from last season to graduation into the draft.
Right.
Is it just a factor of now you're midway through the season, guys are finally getting adjusted to being in their roles that they're set to be in?
Yeah, I think that's some of it. I think, you know, some of it is because of, you know, some of the pitchers that we had last year in Pacific, Justin McAlvin and James Cannell. As things got into that sixth, seventh inning, one of them would take that role and the other one would close it out. So we didn't have maybe some guys that developed that last year that would have helped us this year because they controlled so much of it. I think each of them was in somewhere in the around 40 game appearances.
Yeah, and you had a good win last night against Troy. I think it sounded like it was like a comeback win. How does that type of win, a close one-run win, help for you coming into this weekend in your series at Northern Kentucky?
Yeah, no, it helps us a lot, I think, because even my wife sent a message. Yeah, you know, hey, yeah, you held the win, you know, and I think that's important that our guys know that we can do it. You know, we're in a 2-2 game for a while, and then Drew Davis hits the home run, and we're able to hold it. So I think those kind of games should give us confidence as things go, you know, as you have tight games throughout the season.
Good. And one of the players that stepped up for you is your sophomore, Jeremy Howell, who was an East Paulding product, a local product. Go back a few years ago in the process of how you first found out about Jeremy and how you were able to recruit him to Kennesaw State.
Yeah, we, you know, we had identified him in that junior year and liked him. You know, Coach Tucker was on our staff at the time as our recruiting coordinator, and you know, we talked consistently about him. We had some older players in the program at that time and weren't certain, you know, where we were going to be and stuff. So as it developed, come on in, Worm.
So, how are you?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Just move that. But let me keep going.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, as it developed, you know, we realized we needed another infielder. I remember going over to East Paulding and watching him play short. I think he made two or three errors, and I came back and I said, hey, I like him. You know, I thought his hands were good. Swung the bat well, so it wasn't, you know, it's not always about, you know, having that perfect game, you know, kind of deal. So, but then, you know, we got on the phone, got him over here. I know, you know, his mom and dad were involved in the process too, as close as they are, and it was just the right fit, the right time.
And you've seen his role increase throughout for last year, obviously with Tallahassee Regional and a big hit there, and even this year, you're starting to see him a little more implementation into the game.
Yeah, no, he started off has had a great, you know, that first third of the season that we're going with offensively, defensively is playing well, so he, you know, feel like he's getting better. And, you know, I talked about the team. You know, I felt like they were getting better, and same with Jeremy.
Okay.